Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out Five Reasons YouTube. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe buttons. You'll get all of our content, including Before Floor, an hour before every game. Post up 5 hours as soon as the game ends. And FiveReasonsSports.com. Spell that one out. You get all the latest South Florida sports content without a paywall. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at prizepicks.com. Use the code 5. That's the official fantasy partner of the Five Reasons Sports Network. This is the easiest to play, and you can play 2, 3, 4, 5 players. You can play players from different teams. You can play players from different sports. So if you want to start playing the futures on MLB, you can do that. The Final Four coming up next weekend, you can do that too. Of course, NBA and everything else that's on there, MMA. They got a ton of stuff at prizepicks.com, and you can play it so many different ways. The total fantasy points. You can just play rebounds, just play points, assists, whatever it is you want. Prizepicks.com. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. You get your initial deposit matched up to $100, and you don't have to play it all at once. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. 5 on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck the said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor plan, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. I'm here with Alex Toledo. We are at FTX Arena in the media room. We're keeping an eye on the game. We just came from our seats. We tempted fate a little bit here with the way the Heat have finished games, but this one seems comfortable, knock on something. Otherwise, some people on press row are going to kill us. The Heat leading the Sacramento Kings, and it does appear that they'll end their 4-game losing streak before they head out on a tough 3-game trip that's going to take them through Boston, Chicago, and Toronto. The floor plan tonight, we're going to discuss the changes. We've talked on podcasts, including the one that we did on Sunday night and the one that Greg and I did on Saturday, about some things that Eric Spoelstra needed to do in terms of tightening the rotation. We saw that at least while the game was in the balance, no Victor Oladipo, no Markieff Morris. So those two experiments, at least for tonight, put on hold. Gabe Vincent, we said when he came back from the toe injury, put him back in the rotation. He was in the rotation tonight. But the two biggest things tonight, Alex, and we're going to cover these together. One, Max Strus in the starting lineup for Duncan Robinson, with Robinson coming off the bench. And then the staggering. I really think that's the Duncan Robinson move is going to get the most attention. To me, the staggering is the more important. Putting Hero in for Jimmy with the first substitution was tactical. That was, I thought, to get Hero on the floor with a Bam and spacing without Jimmy kind of getting in the way. And then Jimmy being more of an off-ball cutter. I know he hit the 3-3s, but an off-ball cutter and not sort of dominating the ball as the game went on, and getting Jimmy out there at the 4 with shooters more often. It seemed like these were, it was a little bit about the starting lineup, but with Eric Spoelstra, there are layers, and I felt there were layers tonight, again, couching it and that you played basically a G League against a G League team tonight in Sacramento without its two best players.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more. As far as the changes tonight, you know, obviously the Kings without De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, like this is just another one of these teams that they should be able to stomp, and it's good to see them do it after, you know, blowing 3 games versus teams that they were supposed to do the same thing to last week. And honestly, it's just good to see them do it again. And as far as the changes go, like, I agree with you. I think it's more about the staggering and as far as specifically getting in one more shooter in the lineup. Because I think, like, it's just making it easier on Jimmy and Bam to score and get easy points there. Like, I just think, you know, you're playing less Vic and less Markieff. All of a sudden, you know, Gabe is getting more minutes. Duncan and Tyler are playing together. We saw Tyler and Max playing together. Right now, you know, this is kind of the end of the game. I don't know that this is something they would do going forward, but they've got a lineup out there with Duncan, Max, and Tyler. So it seems like the compromise just might be to get, you know, an extra shooter in the lineup and maybe compromise some of the defense that they've been so good at. But that wasn't necessarily the problem tonight. You know, not that the Kings without those two players have a lot of threats, but it just made things a little bit simpler for Jimmy and Bam on offense. And like you said, Jimmy playing off the ball was another huge thing. I think everybody noticed that tonight because there wasn't so much pounding the ball. And Jimmy was started off as a screener during the beginning of the season a lot of times for Kyle Lowry, but now we saw it today with Tyler Hero a lot. I feel like getting Jimmy in motion and off the bounce is just a much better way of getting him into rhythm than just constantly trying to barrel into the rim from the top of the three-point line to try to get to the free throw. I mean, to try to get to the free throw line. Meanwhile, you have Bam there sitting in the paint. They try to run pick and roll together. Teams are going to collapse. So I like that they've thrown this variety in here. And speaking of variety, bringing Duncan off the bench, like, he didn't see too many dribble handoffs tonight as far as I saw. Like, I think there was – he was more trying to fit in, and he finished 5 of 7. He actually shot a lot better than Max did. I mean, the game is still going on, but as of right now, Max is 3 of 11, 2 of 9 from three. Duncan is 5 of 7 from three. And I just think it makes things easier on guys when you're not just trying to run the same play over and over again. Right. And I think Duncan fitting in off the bench is a lineup machination that could work. And I wouldn't be surprised if they just go back to this moving forward.
Yeah, and I think as we start to go through these things one by one, the one that's going to get the most attention is Strus over Robinson. And what's interesting tonight is that Strus actually didn't put up numbers. I mean, as we're speaking here, 3 of 11 overall, 2 of 9 from three. So it wasn't really about what Max gave them. Duncan actually was more efficient off the bench than Max. So let's start with this one. Do you see this as a permanent change to just sort of flip things up? Because again, we talked all year about getting that starting lineup together. They got it together, and the numbers with the starting lineup have been fine. The problems have been mostly when Tyler has been in for Duncan in that situation. So putting Strus in, do you anticipate that Max Strus is going to be a long-term starter for this team, or is this just one move to kind of start a chain reaction? And additionally, no Caleb Martin tonight. We expect him to be inserted into the rotation. Does that affect anything as far as maybe Duncan playing off the bench or Max starting?
That's a good question, the Caleb part, because it really depends on how much Bo wants to go within the playoffs as far as if he wants to go 9 or 10 deep, because then it could get a little tricky as far as who's the 10th guy. Is it Caleb, Max, Duncan? I don't know. But as of right now, and I said this on Winnow on our off-the-floor text subscription service that you guys should go check out, that – I wouldn't be surprised if this is kind of the way going forward, specifically regarding Vic and Keith, where it's like they're the early favorites to be cut out of the playoffs in the rotation. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they get some playing time here or there in certain matchups. But as of right now, like, I think you know who your best and most reliable role players are. And I think a lot of this has to do with getting more spacing, like we've been talking about, into these lineups and just making it easier on their main scorers to get a little bit more space. Having extra shooting threats out there makes it easier on everybody. And maybe that's just a decision that gets, you know, Vic and Keith out of there. I think, you know, maybe certain matchups, they might want to play Keith as the backup five instead of going big. But at this point, I think they're kind of, and I'm not one to usually make these declarations after games, and especially a team like the Kings missing their best players too. Like, it's just not a great sample. I just think, they're going to need to rely more on shooting to get over some of these offensive half court woes, because like otherwise it's just very predictable offense going on there and not enough space for Vic and Keith, specifically Vic.
Yeah. I would anticipate that the Vic thing is going to be put on ice here. I think the Markeith thing will be a little bit more matchup dependent, maybe for Dedmon. I also think as we're looking forward, Caleb does get back in the rotation. And so I don't know that the Strus thing is permanent. It feels to me a little bit like Strus is a placeholder, get a little bit of rhythm back. There is a comfort level with Jimmy playing with Strus, but the other part of the Strus element is this. You've looked up these numbers during the game. Tyler plays well with Max. Tyler doesn't always play well with Duncan for whatever reason. Okay, maybe it's different kinds of actions, okay, or all that. But the Tyler Hero minutes have been good this season. Excuse me, the Tyler Hero Max Strus minutes have been good this season. Doing it this way allowed Spoelstra to get Tyler on the floor with Max instead of Duncan. And I think one of the reasons we were a little concerned about bringing Duncan off the bench was this idea of Tyler and Duncan coming off together. They didn't come off together tonight. Tyler came off first, played with Max for a period of time, and then a few minutes later, Duncan came out. So there were not a ton of, at least when the game was in the balance, there were not a ton of Tyler-Duncan minutes together. I think that is something, again, I think this was, we talk about a team that was staggering. Spoelstra decided to stagger it. It's basically what happened tonight, is that I think that going through the analytics, He also didn't watch the game live, he said the other night, because he was with his son. Obviously, they were dealing with a health situation there. So he didn't really watch it. It gave him a couple of days to kind of, you know, breathe a little bit. Then he did watch it. I know from experience here and talking to Eric about analytics that he does not lean on them completely, but they're brought to him, okay? And sometimes he will ignore them because he trusts a certain player. I think in this case, Alex, what we found is that I think he went by the analytics tonight. He played combinations together tonight that have looked better together this season. And he went away from some of the ones that haven't. And some of this, again, like I said, was layered. I think the one thing we got to talk about, and we will when we come back, and I think what we're going to do now is break, come back after some of the interviews. But I think one of the things we got to look at is at the end of games, they didn't have that situation tonight because they weren't playing a good team. At the end of games, does he still go back to lineups that haven't been good, including the lineup we've talked about all year, which was PJ, Bam, Jimmy, Kyle, and Tyler? So we didn't have a chance to see that tonight. All right, but we're going to come back, talk more about this after some of the interviews, just a little bit of a different order that we're doing things tonight. We do want to tell you about another sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Signs Broward. They do everything for you, and you've seen their signs. If you live in Broward County, you've seen them on Federal Highway. You've seen them on Las Olas. It's called Signs Broward Fort Lauderdale. You can find them at signsbrowardfortlauderdale.com or Signs Broward Fort Lauderdale on Instagram. They handle business window graphics, interior office signage, custom flags and banners, and they do the sign repair and maintenance. And again, if you walk down Las Olas, like every single place there has got a sign either in the window, outside the window, outside. They do all of that stuff. So reach out to our friends over at Signs Broward Fort Lauderdale. They're based right here, of course, in Broward County, 954-791-8685, 954-791-8685. Mention Five Reasons to get a discount. And again, it's signsbrowardfortlauderdale.com. All right, we're going to be right back with some comments after we hear from Eric Spoelstra and some of the players. All right, we're back here on Five on the Floor after coach and player interviews. We heard from Eric Spoelstra. We heard from Duncan Robinson. We heard from Jimmy Butler, and we heard from Bam Adebayo. And pretty much we heard what we just told you on the first half of the podcast. Eric Spoelstra confirmed that this was a difficult decision, but that it was about more than just the starting lineup, that things could change. Although, Alex, I thought that it sounded like he's going to stick with Max Strus here for at least a little while, even though we talked about how matchups might change things. But he also talked about how there were going to be layers sort of beyond it. I asked him that question about, you know, the idea of it being more than about just the starters and making sure that he got the right guys in with the right guys. But everything was about space. I think that what struck me tonight was that they were all so open about it, right? Like, Duncan's another conversation. I give him credit for speaking to the media tonight because it's clear, you know, why would he be thrilled with this decision, right? But he spoke to us tonight. But Bam, Jimmy, and Eric all pretty much confirmed that this was about creating space for their best players, okay? Whether it was Tyler, whether it was Jimmy. I don't know that fans are going to love the idea that Jimmy talked about taking more threes than he took tonight. But he did speak to the cutting off the ball and some of the things that he did. After hearing from them, are you more clear that this is the right decision that Eric Spoelstra made tonight?
Yeah, I actually am. And I feel actually more clear that this is the kind of the rotation that's gonna stick now through the end of the season and through the beginning of the playoffs until further notice. Like I said earlier in the pod, I kind of felt that this is gonna be what we see. And I feel the same way after having just listened to them now post game. I think they're gonna stick with this. And like you said, it wasn't just Spo. It was everybody out there was talking about spacing. And Bam was the one who finished up the press conference there. And I feel like he said the word space or spacing in every sentence that he uttered. So you could tell, and they said this, that they watched a lot of film beforehand. And that was kind of like the point of emphasis. So I do believe that this is something they're going to stick with. They all mentioned that. And obviously it was asked about from media, but they all admitted to the half-court offensive woes. I feel like that's something that's been kind of downplayed, where a lot of times they'll refer more to, you know, not playing their game and the defense, and that's kind of like the first priority. But they all acknowledge the half-court offensive woes tonight, and I think they all realize just how much spacing makes things easier for everybody. I think it was 30 tonight between Jimmy and Bam combined. Like, when do you get games like that where they're both scoring on, you know, so many attempts. I mean, a good amount of attempts, but great amount of efficiency like that, where they're both having great scoring games. Like, I think that's more likely to happen when you have an extra shooter out there for both these guys, whether it's for them or for Tyler.
You know, the weird twist of this and getting to the Duncan Robinson thing is we've talked all year about the need for Duncan Robinson in the starting lineup to create spacing. And on the night that Duncan Robinson was removed from the starting lineup, all that they talked about was that this move created more spacing. And I think that is what I think we need to understand as basketball observers in general, is that it is not always just about one move or the first 8 minutes of a quarter. It's about how these lineups are layered throughout the game. And the problem that you were having earlier this season and throughout the season, again, we have to see if this is going to stick. They're going up to play a Boston team on Wednesday that almost beat Toronto tonight with nobody playing. And they're getting most of their guys, with the exception of Robert Williams, which is a big injury, which we'll talk about going forward. They're getting most of their guys back on Wednesday. Okay. And Boston slipped from the 1 to 4 tonight. Miami, now we can say it because Boston lost. They've moved up back to the 1 seed. After everything, they're in the 1 seed, but they could slip down to 4 again. The bottom of the conference is cratering. Cleveland's banged up. Chicago can't beat the Knicks. Okay. It's really about these 4 teams in the Eastern Conference now. And I think we will get a better idea of how this works when they go forward. But it does look like, again, Eric Spoelstra went through the analytics, talked to his players. And the other thing I gathered from tonight, there must have been conversations with Jimmy and Bam about this, at the very least, maybe even Tyler, because it felt to me like this wasn't the kind of press. I've been in many of these press conferences after lineup and rotation changes where the players will say, well, we'll see how it works out. Or, you know, we just needed to play better. No, tonight it was very clear, Alex. Okay. That they wanted these changes. Their top two, and we didn't hear from Tyler tonight, okay? And I don't know what Tyler would say or not say, but it's clear that Jimmy and Bam wanted these changes tonight. I don't know what it says about Duncan specifically, but it does certainly say that they viewed it as, we want to get with different players on the floor and different combinations that will create more space for all of us.
I couldn't agree more. And as far as the Duncan thing goes, like he played a good amount of minutes tonight. Obviously he had a great game, like we mentioned earlier. And I think that's the best thing about it, is just to kind of put a bow on all this, is that Max starting doesn't mean Duncan has to be out of the rotation or has to be, you know, just out of it completely. Like Max, like we said earlier, Max was the one who struggled shooting tonight. Duncan is the one who shot well. Like, I just think having an extra shooter on the floor is just going to make things so much easier for these guys. And I just want to circle back to this quote here from Jimmy. We made a few tweaks and got back to who we are. And he said, that's the way we want to look, and that's the way we want to play. And then on the rotation and the lineup tweaks, he said, it corrects a lot of our spacing. Like, it just feels like there's a lot of hinting going on that this is how it's going to be moving forward. And I talked about Bam earlier, how he said it in every sentence. He said, you know, they watched film. They said that he acknowledged that in the stretch of these past 4 games before tonight, they kind of had a hard time getting to the right lineups and the right spacing in these lineups. So it feels like there was a whole lot of acknowledging tonight, and it feels like this is kind of the way it's going to stick moving forward.
And I think the most important part of this is that when you look at what happened last week, and Jimmy was asked by Malika Andrews on the Zoom tonight about it, about what happened last week, and he addressed it in about 40 seconds, but he addressed it. Okay. Said that he thought it was good for the team. But when you had the situation last week that went so public with Jimmy and Spo not on the same page, the fact that it seems like not only did Jimmy endorse these moves, but may have actually influenced these moves in concert with Eric, is a positive. At least they're moving in the same direction now. We have talked all year that there seemed to be some discomfort with Duncan in the starting lineup, whether it was through Kyle or whether it's through Jimmy, body language, etc. We know that Bam has that relationship with Duncan. But for the two others, it just hasn't felt right all year long. There is a comfort level on a friendship level, clearly, with Jimmy and Max that exists. The crazy thing about this, we said this early on, and we'll just end it here. Max didn't even do that much tonight from a shooting perspective. So this is not about Max. Now, if Max has a bunch of bad shooting games in a row and he's getting cooked defensively, they'll have to reevaluate this. The other thing, though, don't look past this. Gabe Vincent came back tonight. We talked about that. He made a couple shots. He's going to play an important role for this team in the playoffs, too. And when you talk about spacing too, Gabe provides more spacing than Vic does. And I think that played into this decision also. Gabe provides more spacing than Vic. I think Vic's a great story, but we've said it in the last 2 podcasts. I just think it's too late in the season with a team that was, if this team was really humming right now, and you But a team that's struggling, you can't build a guy up in that kind of circumstance. It's too difficult. All right, we know we were all over the place tonight, but if you listen to the first half of the pod, we basically confirmed it with the second half of the pod with everything we heard from everybody. All right, check out our sponsors, prizepicks.com. Use the code 5FIVE. Should have mentioned this one before. For your premium CBD, go to therapistpreferred.com, the tincture, the sports cream, the gummies. Therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN. And our friends over at Signs Broward, Fort Lauderdale. Check out signsbrowardfortlauderdale.com. Mention 5 reasons and you get a discount. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.